Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Fire Chief Jim Mitchell with Knoxville Fire and Rescue after recent structure fires have hit Marion County over the past 2 weeks. Some more fire safety as spring starts to come around the corner. You know, we did have a lot of snow. We have had a lot of, well, I'll say winter finally decided to show up. But temperatures are going to start rising up before we know it, hopefully. The spring's going to be right around the corner, but people are still using those space heaters, still using those lamps. We've had recent fires with a candle, a couple space heaters, things like that. Take us through what people need to remember when using a space heater at home or in a storage building or wherever to keep themselves safe from a potential fire.
Well, one, I would discourage using space heaters in storage facilities. Honestly, if you're going to use a space heater, it should be attended. It should be in an occupied space. It should be where you're walking past it periodically. It's not removed from your household and away from being monitored. Second of all, if you are going to use a space heater, first of all, when you purchase that space heater, let's make sure it's UL approved. There's a lot of space heaters out there that aren't UL approved, and I think they're a recipe for disasters. New space heaters, if you got a space heater you're using that's probably 5 to 10 years old, might be time to replace it. And some of the newer ones, most of the newer ones, if they're, again, they're UL approved, if they tip over, they automatically shut off. So the recent fires that we've seen, and historically, space heaters, candles, they're okay in their current position until they get knocked over, and then they're a problem. Make sure you're buying, you have a current space heater that shuts off when it gets knocked over. Make sure that you're not, no clothes, no debris, no garbage, no anything is around that space heater. And I'd use the same, I don't know if you've seen our Facebook post, but we asked all neighbors to, if you have a hydrant in your yard, clear the snow. I'd have a 3-foot path around my space heater so that it's not up against a couch or a chair, furnishings that could catch fire.
Now, you mentioned UL rating with a space heater. Take us through what exactly the UL, so for the people that don't know what a UL rating is, and where do they go to find out if they want to find out if it's been UL approved?
Well, UL stands for Underwriters Laboratory. Underwriters Laboratory conducts a series of tests on these space heaters in this example, and they test many different home appliances. So they'll do a series of tests on this, and they'll test the wiring, they test the heating element, they test the protective cage, and what you'll find is it'll be stamped. There'll be a UL label on the box, and there's usually a UL tag on the extension cord, on the cord, the electric cord. So it's well marked whether it's UL approved or not. If there's no UL marking, it's just not UL approved.
Now, one thing I wanted to get to, too, now we've had recently a lot of snow, so that's kind of helped out with the brush fire situations and yard fires like that. But I know spring's going to be coming up here in Knoxville. I know last year you had a couple fires, a garage fire that started off of leaves that blew into a garage, started a fire that way. What are some simple reminders for people if they want to burn some leaves or burn some yard rubbish to keep themselves safe? And where do they go to find out any more information they might need to know before they start a fire in their backyard?
Well, if you're going to burn yard rubbish, then I would recommend piling it up, especially in town. The one instance that you're referring to is burning leaves out of a fence row. And that led up to a garage, and there was oil stored next to that garage in a plastic container. The plastic container melts. Now the oil's on fire. So it was just a domino of bad effects, if you will. So rake and pile your debris in one location. You know, common sense, don't pick a 30-mile-an-hour wind day. Pick a 5-mile-an-hour wind day to burn. Call dispatch. Call Marion County Sheriff's Office and let them know that you're going to be burning. That way we can, and if need be, we'll even come down and inspect it to make sure it's an appropriate pile, that it's not 10 foot high. The city has an ordinance. Nothing can be burnt, I believe it's 3 inches in diameter or bigger. So small rubbish, cut it down to 4-foot sections. Be careful burning stumps. I know a recent fire outside of our jurisdiction, a stump had been burned. It burnt for a whole week, and then, of course, wind picked up and lost a house over it. So be cautious with your burning. I never recommend burning after dark. And if you do burn, you have to have a water source available. So burning in weather like this probably isn't real practical because your garden hose is going to freeze.
That was today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks to Fire Chief Jim Mitchell with Knoxville Fire and Rescue for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.